This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Did you know it's Go Topless Day?
I did see that.
It is, and I think we should celebrate here in the studio, Daryl, in a few moments. We can talk about that.
I'll pass.
You're going to pass? All right, well, I'm going to jump on board the Go Topless train here. Apparently, it did happen in New Hampshire and all around the United States, maybe around the world. I haven't dug too deep for all the news stories about it, but it is Go Topless Day, and we'll talk about what that's all about here in a little bit. Also, we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to Skype, though, where our username is lrn.fm. We have Ian on the line in China. Ian, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, as far as Topless Day, I could go topless, but it would put so many people into shock, it would overload the emergency system.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to hurt somebody.
No. You look at me, you go, oh, my God, what is it? Mommy, help! Anyway, that's it.
You mentioned the email that was sent about you, and it was almost 2 weeks ago that I received it. We have yet to actually read it on the air, so we actually take requests here on Free Talk Live. We're really the only talk show that does this every single night of the week, and that is open phones. We'll talk about anything. So if you want to hear a certain topic
discussed. Radio without a tune.
Right. You want to hear a certain topic discussed, you just call in, you bring it up. So you asked about the email that was sent. I'm going to bring it up, pull it up here. It's from Robert. He writes,
"Hello, Robert."
Yeah, he writes, "Longtime listener of your show. On the 14th of August, there was a caller who made many inaccurate remarks about Muslims in China. There are two main kinds of Muslims in China: the Hui and the Uyghur. I'm sure I'm butchering these pronunciations.
The Hui and the Uyghur."
The Hui have been in China, he says, since the Tang Dynasty, which is around 700 AD, and there are little to no discrimination against them. There are halal grocery stores and restaurants in every Chinese city. People think of the Hui as Christians think of Mormons. They're not pure Chinese, but are close enough. Throughout Chinese history, there are many prominent Hui. Most of them are military leaders. In the 20th century, Hui generals composed a disproportionately higher percentage of military leadership. A prominent Hui preacher once bragged that he listened to a sermon by Osama bin Laden and no one arrested him. The Hui, what was it, Uyghur?
Uyghur.
The Uyghur do face scrutiny. The history of this is complex and doesn't translate well into English. 300 years ago, the Hui, Manchus, and Mongols conquered for China the Turkish nomadic tribes who were ancestors of the Uyghur. In the 20th century, during the Chinese Civil War, the Russians funded Uyghur separatist movements to create buffer states between China and Russia. China is particularly worried about Uyghur separatist movements after Outer Mongolia was created by the USSR as a buffer state. At other point of another point of contention is the difference in the version of Islam between the Hui and the Uyghur. The Hui has evolved a very Chinese version of Islam, whereas the Uyghurs are much closer to the Sunni Turkish version. The point is that the policies towards the Uyghur is motivated by politics and geopolitics and not anti-Muslim sentiment. His story, referring to you, Ian, about buying halal meat at a grocery store in China and the lady slapping on the halal sticker is highly unlikely. What are the chances of someone having halal stickers handy? Also, Chinese mosques do not have Middle Eastern minarets. They look like Taoist temples with Arabic writing and no statues. That's the email.
This guy reads too many travel magazines. Or maybe he came to China and taught English for a year. Let me tell you how it works in the real world of China.
He has a last name that looks like it could be from China.
Oh, good for him.
Just saying. He doesn't give us any background.
The beauty of America, America's a melting pot. We have Allah, every name in the world here. We have people with Arabic names who don't speak Egyptian or Arabic. China, you know what I'm saying? What we have in China, the Hui, if you want to call them Muslim, I guess you can, but they're completely directed, structured out of Beijing by the party. The party tells them, here's what you preach, here's what you teach, here's what you believe. And the Hui pretty much do their thing.
Okay.
They're about as Muslim as most Catholics in America are Catholics. They carry the name, but they don't play the game.
Got it. Okay.
The Uyghur are a whole nother matter. And yes, they do have minarets because I watched them pull it down. Okay? I was here. I wasn't reading a book by somebody who got a degree in Chinese. The Uyghur are stepped on, leaned on, spat on. Now, I'll tell you right now, I dare anybody to go to any high school or middle school in any second or third tier city and find a Uyghur student. You won't find one. You won't find a Uyghur teacher. You won't find a Uyghur professor in the universities because they're just plain not allowed. Either by statute or by behavior, nobody wants it. The dark Chinese are treated just as badly as the dark Americans were in the 1960s and 50s.
Hmm.
And I was alive in the 60s. I watched it happen.
It isn't hard to Google a Uyghur minaret and find evidence of such things in China. So
of course, yeah. Well, yeah, I you know what it is? I was there. I was there. That's my quote.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
I love to get more emails from this guy because when people disagree, I love to disagree and support the right to disagree. And when they're easily beaten like this guy, it's just a walk in the park.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ian. I appreciate hearing from you. I'll give Robert a heads up that you called and that we read his email to you.
I also think it's odd that the emailer, Robert, claimed that Outer Mongolia, which is what most people sometimes refer to as, you know, the country of Mongolia as Outer Mongolia, that country declared its independence from the Qing dynasty in 1911. So, no, it was not established as a buffer between the Soviet Union and China.
Interesting. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the topless, not Tuesday, but topless Sunday. Go Topless Day, National Go Topless Day. We'll tell you more about that. Let's find out, did Sarah participate in Go Topless Day today? Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just want to mention that about 4 days ago, there was a horrific rape and murder and torture of a 10-year-old girl here.
Sarah, you had to really bring down the show. I mean, we were talking about something happy and positive, like, you know, women going topless in solidarity and, you know, because you should be able to, considering that they're just mammaries. And you had to go and talk about a child being murdered.
Well, I mean, you know what, but it is something to talk about, isn't
it? Yep, sure, go for it.
Like this. Well, the thing about it is that the brother was involved in it. And then they were all when they were doing this, they were all on crystal meth.
Oh, no.
You know, and then they were all on drugs. They were not in their right mind. And then they shot them.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. It was a shooting?
No. They shot that girl up with some drugs. They raped her, and then they tortured her, and then they strangled her. But and she was only 10 years old. And, you know, that's the reason, you know, I don't like these Breaking Bad shows. I know that it's supposed to be entertainment and they make a big deal about it. But wasn't it promoting, like, the drug culture?
No, Breaking Bad does not glamorize the use of crystal meth. In the scenes in which crystal meth is used by some of the characters in the show, it shows that it's a pretty scary experience and very paranoia-inducing as well. Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It shows the drug as being fairly scary and also, of course, the business behind it as being even more scary. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about the topless, National Go Topless Day coming up here on the Live Sunday Show.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day, America will have its act together. One day, we won't be at war. One day, taxes will be fair. One day, our social and economic challenges will be conquered, not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I have disrobed the top half in order to show solidarity for Go Topless Day 2016, which really should be every day as far as I'm concerned. In fact, the some of the ladies at the Hemp Fest were going topless earlier than Go Topless Day.
Yes, Body Painting Day was Saturday at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest and Freedom Rally.
Yep, and that's where we just got back from. It just wrapped up this evening, and we had a lot of fun. Anyway, it's Go Topless Day. It's a nationwide event, so it wasn't just happening in New Hampshire on Hampton Beach, which is where it did happen today. But you can share your thoughts here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you a little bit more about Go Topless Day in a moment. Want to let you know about Vistaprint's special deal for Free Talk Live listeners. You can use code FTL at checkout to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Now, that means that you get a great deal, and you can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upgrade the quality of the card if you want. Maybe get a thicker stock or add a brilliant finish like spot gloss, metallic, or raised print. Now, you do have to pay more, obviously, if you're going to upgrade like that. Plus, you can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload your entire design if you've already got that done. So it's easy to use their online card designing tool. That's what I did when it came to designing the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree card that I was handing out at Hemp Fest. You can go to Vistaprint.com. They don't not only have business cards, but also all kinds of other cool products for your home and office needs, including postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. So just go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at checkout, and get your 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. The story coming from ABC News. Women around the country are taking off their tops on Go Topless Day, a day that promotes gender equality and women's rights to bare their breasts in public. Go Topless Day is celebrated annually on the Sunday closest to Women's Equality Day, marking the day that American women earned the right to vote. A group of about 50 women and men were walking topless in the Oceanside, Los Angeles neighborhood of Venice behind a giant inflatable pink breast that had the phrase Equal Topless Rights written on it. One marcher carried a sign that said, "My body is not a crime." A few dozen women and some men went topless as they walked down Broadway in New York City. Onlookers gawked and took photos as the parade participants went by. The events in New York City and Los Angeles were two of several planned for cities across the globe. Gatherings were planned in New Hampshire, Denver, and more. Nadine Gray, the president of Go Topless, said she hopes the events will take away the shock and awe around seeing female breasts. She said, quote, "The push for women to go topless in the 21st century is as strong as women wanting to vote in the 20th century. It may be sensual, but it's not illegal to be sensual." She said, the legality of women going topless varies by state. Kaya Sinclair is an event organizer for Go Topless Day at Hampton Beach in New Hampshire, which happened today. She said, quote, "It's in hopes to show people that it can be normal, that it's really not a big deal, and it's not about getting attention or protesting." Now, when they did their event last year, they specifically did not have a time at which it would happen. They said it will happen between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this day. So
right.
Just show up at to the beach, be topless, and just be on the beach and kind of just do your beach thing. Not show up at a specific time, all get
right.
topless at the same time, and have a photo op.
We're going to be here for 1 hour and 1 hour only.
Right.
Not two. Two would be too long. Half would be too short.
Now, in that case, last year, they were left alone by the police on that particular beach. But
at
then,
Hampton Beach.
Right.
But then
later,
they went to, what was it, Rye Beach? Which is
Guilford. It was Guilford Beach.
Okay.
They were then targeted by the police there. A couple of them were ticketed, and they ended up challenging that in court and won in court. Now, the judge threw it out on the technicality that New Hampshire is what's called it's not a home rule state. So
right.
So the local ordinances have to be authorized by state statute.
Yes.
So therefore, the topless prohibition on the Guilford Beach was essentially illegal because the state statutes did not authorize it to exist in the first place.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean they got rid of the local ordinance, because apparently they enforced it again earlier this year, and we haven't really reported in detail on that. I've been waiting for a video. I was told there was a video of the more recent set of arrests, or at least one of the recent. I think three ladies were arrested earlier this year for it, or ticketed for it. And there was apparently a video, but that video has yet to come out. I've been sort of prodding one of the organizers for a while, asking her if it's ever going to be released. And she's asked the gentleman who apparently took it, and I guess he never really did anything with the video. So, unfortunately, that has yet to materialize. But they're continuing to enforce this illegal ordinance on the beaches, even though a judge already threw the first case out. And I was there for this hearing, by the way. I recorded it. It's fully viewable over at freekeen.com or on the Freekeen YouTube channel. If you search for topless court, it'll probably come up. Fascinating court hearing, because you actually, you get to meet the people who snitched on these women. Because they took this thing to trial,
right,
the police subpoenaed the people who called 911 on the women who were topless on the beach. So these prudes actually had to get up on the stand and talk about what they did in front of the entire courtroom, which is probably not what they were thinking they would have to do when they called 911.
Right, and probably when they called, they were not thinking, wait a second, I can be anonymous when I call 911 to report a crime.
Well, they were probably thinking that is what you mean, right?
No, I'm saying they probably did not, because if they ask, can I have your name, and you give a name,
mm-hmm.
then it's not an anonymous tip, because they know who's making it.
Well, they still know who's at the very least, they know whose phone is calling them, right? They get that information
right.
on the screen.
But if, when they say, can I have your name, you can say,
No,
yeah. I'm making an anonymous tip.
True.
Here's what's happening.
Well, they got, I think they called like two or three of the people who, at the very least two, maybe three of the people who snitched
right,
on these ladies.
Which means that they did not make anonymous
correct.
Tips.
Which was interesting, because then you got to hear their reasoning for it. Like, you know, they wanted to protect their children
well,
from seeing
the law
press.
Says.
Yeah, and they were offended by it, and this is our beach too, and blah, blah, blah. But it was very interesting, because one of the things that it was actually a Free State Project participant, Dan Hines, who's their attorney, a liberty-oriented guy, who took the case. And I think one of the more persuasive points, he was very, very good in what he pointed out. And even though the judge ended up ruling on the technicality of home rule, his arguments were very interesting in that one of the things that was most interesting was the question of how do you prove that someone is a woman.
Right.
Okay, so, all right, there's a person with breasts on the beach. That person, one of the women had short hair, by the way. Now, not all women have long hair. Some
right.
of them have short hair. She had short hair. She considers herself to be transgender, so maybe she's a
okay.
he. I forget if it was transgender or what it was, but one of those unusual sexual...
Was it gender fluid?
I don't know.
Because that's also a thing to where, you know, like, one day you might decide to
feel
you know
this
what?
Way. Yeah, okay.
I'm a boy today, and I like other boys. Tomorrow you might be a boy that likes girls. The next day you might be a girl that likes girls.
I think she might have been a non-modified transgender.
Okay.
And so anyway, the question the guy was asking, the lawyer, was saying to the, and he was asking the police this, was like, well, how did you know? That this was a woman. Did you inspect her genitalia? Because breasts are not genitalia.
Correct.
So in order to prove that someone is a woman, in order to write this ticket, you would have to have her stripped down and inspect her genitalia, which would be a pretty clear violation of privacy and rights.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, we've got plenty of time for you to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
And if you got Bitcoin, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax. You can get it at jaxx.io or your favorite app store, Apple or Google. There is no wallet quite like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, as well as Dash. And more cryptocurrencies are coming. There is Shapeshift integration. That means you can easily change between currencies, meaning you can shift from one to another. If you've got Bitcoin, you'd like to make some, turn it into some Ether, you can do that right there from within the Jax wallet. Super awesome. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, by the way. He's the creator of the CryptoKit as well, and he's also a Free Talk Live listener. It's easy to back up your wallet and recover funds with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. We're talking about Go Topless Day, and it's happening, or today it happened, all around the United States, and I believe outside of the U.S.
Yeah, I think it's a worldwide thing.
I think so as well. I don't have the website handy, but I think it's gotopless.com, maybe. Anyway, Daryl, you had a related story
I did. And this is something that, while it was written a few months ago, it definitely is within, you know, what we're talking about now. The title of it is Define Female, Define Breast.
Quick interruption here. GoTopless.org. Correction. GoTopless.org is the website. And this comes back to the discussion we were having before with this court case. Define female, officer. How did you know the defendant was a female? Did you reach into her pants? Did you peek inside to make sure that there wasn't a penis in there? Because that would really be the only way to know. Well, she had breasts. Well, wait a minute. There are some men that have breasts as well.
Yes. Let me get into this article because they give several examples here.
All right.
But they begin by saying one of the more absurd aspects of laws criminalizing female bare-chestedness or nipple exposure is how those laws attempt to define gender and femininity generally and the breast or nipple specifically. Delaware ran into a problem in 2010 when a group of transgender women went bare-chested on Rehoboth Beach, exposing their enhanced breast, as law enforcement described them. After some markedly uncomfortable time in the media spotlight, Delaware finally ruled that female-looking breasts could be exposed, but only by people with male genitalia. People with female genitalia, even with male-looking breasts, or in the case of a mastectomy patient, no breast at all, still cannot go bare-chested
right. In
Delaware.
So in Delaware, as long as you have a penis, it's okay to have female-looking breasts.
Yes.
Okay.
Seattle made an exception in 2012 to allow double mastectomy patients to use city pools without wearing a tops. Because presumably, according to this line of thinking, a double mastectomy by removing both breasts removes femaleness,
okay, so
which
this
somehow presumably creates maleness.
This is so dumb. Look, if the idea behind banning toplessness is to protect children, then aren't you just protecting them from nipples? Because
but only
you can wear
female nipples.
Right, female nipples. Because females are allowed to wear very revealing bikinis, that's entirely legal.
Yes.
You can reveal all of the mammaries surrounding the nipples, and that's totally legal. But in a mastectomy, there isn't any kind of, breast material back there.
Or nipples.
But they don't even have the nipples, do they? Okay, yeah.
I think most of the time they remove that as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just a skin graft.
Wow, just absolutely insane.
In New Hampshire, during this winter's trial, which ruled in favor of female bare-chestedness, and the reactionary and failed attempts by some state legislators to criminalize
breast. Yeah, that bill went down in flames.
The question of gender identification caused several conversations to stumble. The prospect of asking police to first identify who was male and who was female, cup check, gloved hand, strip search, etc., before deciding which particular breast was legal or illegal, caused more discomfort among lawmakers than the thought of just allowing everyone equal freedom.
Yeah, that's not going to fly to have a police officer put his hand on someone's genitals in order to determine whether or not there's a penis there.
Yeah. Discussions of age are also a source of legislative discomfort. That whole girl-woman conversation, when someone argues that female breasts are inherently sexual, ask them at what age those breasts start to be sexual.
Good question.
Then sit back and watch them squirm.
Mm-hmm.
14? You find a 14-year-old girl's body sexual? 12? 8? No one will want to admit to anything under 18,
yeah,
because porn defines our sexual standards.
Well, right, and remember also that breasts are not genitals. They are
correct.
Not used for reproduction, so therefore they do not qualify as genitals. So you should ask the question of, well, okay, at what age should a girl be forced to put on a bikini? You know, if they're not sexual under a certain age, what is that age? I don't have the answer there.
Right. And then some people will say, well, they're secondary sex organs. Okay, but so are male nipples.
That's a good point.
The nape of the neck is an erogenous zone. Should you cover that as well?
The earlobes as well.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, no, you can't cover the earlobes because then that would look too much like a head covering, and we just can't have any of that.
Certainly not in France.
The questions here continue after it says, you know, ask them at what age the female breast becomes sexual, then ask them to simply allow all female breast exposure up to the age of 18, and they look like they're caught in the headlights. You can see them struggle with the fact that they do sexualize teenage girls, and the thought of a 17-year-old girl bare-chested at the pool fries their brains.
Where is this from again?
Breastarehealthy.wordpress.com.
This is one of the best articles. This
Otherwise, they would not be calling for the criminalization of the breast at all.
Wow.
To people who point out the obvious that monsters and predators do exist, that we must protect girls from rape, you don't stop the predator by limiting the freedom of the perceived prey. That creates a presumptive victimhood that preemptively forgives the predator for his or her crime and gives any perceived potential victim a share of the responsibility for all future victimhood. On to the shape and the size of the breast. Some women have small breasts. Some have virtually no adipose breast tissue at all. Some women have very large amounts of adipose tissue, as do some men. So for women with no adipose tissue, what about their femaleness makes their breast more offensive or sexual than their similarly shaped male counterparts? What about maleness that makes a large breast less offensive? What if a small-breasted transgender female presents as conventionally male in dress and appearance and goes bare-chested? Would we even know? I assure you we wouldn't, because it happens and we don't. And, of course, there's always the fun game of defining which parts of the female breast are illegal.
Right.
Nipples? Areola? The area below the nipple slash areola, and that's actually how it's defined in Texas.
Oh.
And I know because I was reading an article a couple days ago that was a little over a year old about four strippers that were cited for having a partially exposed butt crack. And the story actually listed all of the body parts that must be covered, and it said the entirety of the breast below the areola.
Wow.
Which means that you can't have one of those short tops,
tops or whatever.
Like the bottom part of the boob hangs out. Yeah.
Okay. We'll continue. Yes.
There's a little bit more.
All right. 855 450 free. If you are offended by female toplessness, we want to hear from you. The toll free number 855 450 3733. Please explain to us why. It's Free Talk Live.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. Toll-free number for you to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here we are, not quite a quarter of the way through the 21st century, but a chunk of the way through it, more than a tenth. And it's still illegal in a lot of places for women to be topless. But yet, as Daryl is talking about here, how is it that one proves, if you are a law enforcement officer, if you are a government enforcer, how do you prove that person you believe to be a woman is, in fact, actually a woman without some sort of genital inspection? And there's all kinds of interesting questions that arise from this, and you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Also, if you're enjoying Free Talk Live, you want to listen to us on your phone. Obviously, you can download our official app, the LRN.FM app. But that's going to cost you data, and that's fine if you got plenty of data. But maybe you've got limited data, or maybe you just don't want to use your data. Maybe you're getting close to your monthly limit.
Yeah, I just got a text message that I hit 85% of what I can go up to before they start to throttle.
All right, so time to start calling the Audio On Demand Listen Line, which is just a regular phone number. It's 641-793-9660. You can listen to Free Talk Live on demand. The latest episode is there all the time. Also, a bunch of other shows from LRN.FM are available at 641-793-9660. You can listen to the LRN.FM live feed as well if you like, and you can even leave us feedback. Now, we got a few feedback messages that I haven't checked since we just got back from the middle of the woods, so hopefully we'll check those sometime this week, and maybe we'll get to play one on the air. But if you leave feedback, if you leave a message, there is that possibility we might play it on the air, but it's
shorter is better.
Yeah, generally, if it's shorter, like under 2 minutes, that's going to be more likely to get aired. If it's longer,
it's less likely we'll even listen to it.
And if you're a caller that we have taken on the air, chances of us even listening to your message decrease dramatically.
Exactly. 641-793-9660. Leaving messages is intended for people that don't get to participate with us live on the air. So there you go. There's the number, 641-793-9660, for the audio on-demand listen line. Let's go to the phones here. It's Go Topless Day.
Yes.
Across the world, you did confirm, Daryl, that there were some sites in Europe where...
Several in Europe, South Africa. There was something planned in Seoul, Korea. And, of course, all across the United States.
Let's go to North Carolina, where this person does not want to reveal their name. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to see if you'd heard about the Go Topless rally that's held in Asheville, North Carolina.
I had not. Tell me about it.
I've never been to it. It's I hear it's quite entertaining, but apparently the Asheville City Council tried to put a kibosh on it a couple of years ago, but... they checked the North Carolina state law, and apparently it's not illegal in the state of North Carolina to expose female breasts in public.
Excellent. Now, how do you feel about that?
Hey, more power. I'm all for it, but just as long as I don't have to expose my breasts, I'm okay.
Yeah, I mean, no one should have to expose their breasts. Daryl has chosen to keep his shirt on here, even though he's now very, very fit. I mean, Daryl's going to the gym. He's pumping iron every single day. I mean, literally every day. Is there a day out of 7 days in a week, Daryl, where you don't go to the gym?
Yes, I go to the gym 4 days out of the week.
It seems like every day. I swear you're, like, leaving here on your bike, going to the gym. All right, so you do take a break to let the muscles, like, reheal.
Right, like, I'll ride my bike almost every day, but I'm not necessarily going to the gym every day.
You probably are, like, built compared to me, but I'm here.
I've still got, if I took my shirt off, I would still look like a fat guy.
Really, because of, like, saggy skin or whatever that's kind of left over afterwards? How do you deal with that? Does it go away eventually, or does it...
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, nonetheless.
Might need surgery in the future. I don't know.
Nonetheless, you're looking good, and...
thank you.
You know,
so I pulled something up about this.
You shouldn't have Asheville. To be beautiful to feel like you can participate in Go Topless.
Pulled something up about the Asheville Go Topless, and it says about half a dozen women went topless in downtown Asheville for the sixth annual Go Topless rally in Asheville. Participants say they intended to draw attention to laws and social stigmas about bare breasts in public. A small group of spectators were there taking photos and posing with participants.
See, now that's the kind of event that I support. I mean, not to say I did not support the way the ladies on Hampton Beach did it last year, which was to just say, all day long, come on out to the beach. I like the idea of just throwing it in people's faces. Like, this needs to be talked about.
Yes.
This is an important issue. So that's why we had Topless Tuesdays. Before there was Go Topless Day, or at least before we were aware of it, years ago here in Keene, we had Topless Tuesdays for a few weeks. And a bunch of people got their, you know, their panties in a wad about it. They got upset that there were people downtown. One of them was 16 years old. My God! Going topless in downtown Keene. And you know what? The world didn't catch on fire. Everything was totally fine. Men and women, topless alike. It was okay. But that's what gets people talking. And it's those kind of acts of, I wouldn't call it civil disobedience unless it's illegal where you are. It's like social disobedience in a way. If it's not illegal.
Right. And they pointed out in North Carolina, it's completely illegal for a woman to walk around topless.
But some people still will be offended by it. And it's like, and also some people will be titillated by it. And I don't mean that as a joke, but, you know, just like turned on, or they're leering, or, you know, taking salacious pictures.
Right. And I was told, because we were at the New Hampshire Hemp Fest at Freedom Rally over the weekend. Yesterday was the body painting day.
Yes.
And I heard from somebody that apparently there were a group of guys sort of standing around where the body painting was happening.
Yeah.
Just like holding their phone and snapping pictures real sort of secretively.
Yeah.
And then other people were just, you know, very obvious with their big giant, you know, professional cameras taking pictures. So, like, you could tell the people that were comfortable with being like, yes, I'm taking photos, and the people that are like, I got to kind of be creepy here.
Well, and I think that more exposure over time will lessen that, because if you're able to walk down Main Street and there are women and men alike who are topless, eventually, not immediately, but eventually it'll become a normal thing, and then hopefully it won't be as, like, you know, maybe people won't be as offended, and also maybe people won't be as titillated by right. it as well. Any other thoughts you want to share with us, our anonymous caller from Asheville?
You have a good evening, fellas.
Thanks for the call. I presume you're listening to WWNZ out there? I think so. Because they air us on Sunday night. Great station, iHeartMedia station out there in Asheville. So, more on the discerning whether a topless person is male or female?
Yeah, just a little bit. And let me back up here, and because we're in the middle of this paragraph about the fun little game of defining which parts of the breast are legal and which ones are not.
Right.
Nipples, the areola, and the area below the nipple slash areola. Get your rulers out on that one, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
In New Hampshire, there was some discussion among lawmakers in committee about how they might craft language to allow cleavage, but disallow topless sunbathing. The discussion proved futile. Miley Cyrus often speaks of the paradox of allowing women to show the jug but not the nipple, and that's something you were mentioning
right.
earlier. All of these questions, while funny on the surface, belie a serious issue.
Sure.
How do we actually define female? How do we define legal, proper feminine behavior? X and Y chromosomes can exist in multiple configurations in all genders. Intersexed people are born with sexual characteristics of both males and females. Human beings exist on a spectrum of gender and behavior. Where do we draw the line? Why
stop drawing
a line at all? Right. Why not just treat everyone equally?
I totally agree. But I'll go further and say that if somebody wants to walk naked down the street, I think they should be able to do that. In Vermont, in most places, it's completely legal to reveal your genitalia. So if a man wants to walk down the street with his junk hanging out, he can do that unless the city has specifically banned that. So Brattleboro, Vermont, shortly after we moved here a decade ago, Mark and I on Free Talk Live moved here back in 2006. It's actually been almost an exact decade as of Labor Day weekend. That'll be 10 years for us here. But it wasn't long after that that some of the townsfolk were offended. Apparently some teenagers were going and getting naked near downtown Brattleboro. And so Brattleboro city people did, their city council did actually pass a temporary ban that actually ended up expiring like a year later. So the idea was that once it got cold,
right.
they figured it would be over. And so I don't know if they've been having nudity since then, but
I don't know.
It's legal.
I do remember not too long ago going and looking at the way the ordinance was written in Brattleboro.
Mm.
And there are exceptions for art and a couple
other things. So if you just write art on your chest, does that mean it's totally okay?
Possibly. You know, so like what was happening at Hemp Fest, where
body painting,
yep. you know, like walking around, art display or some form of protest, perfectly legal.
And why shouldn't the human body just on its own be a form of art? We are out of time for tonight. If you've got thoughts on this, you can share it with us tomorrow. Online in the meantime as well. At freetalklive.com and Daryl's over at libertylobby.xyz. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.